Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Wowzer Bowser. First, let's do a quick check of the weather. Yep, it's definitely weather out there. And then also, by the way, just so you can know, I just saw a pink truck driving by on the freeway. I'm thinking that guy ain't going to make it all the way down to Poinsettia or Carlsbad. That ain't going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Wheeler is with me from Whitefields, and we're going to talk about the Whitefields Riverwalk event. Let's understand what Whitefields does as a ministry. And then, first of all, welcome to the show. Thank you, David.
It's great to be with you.
Great to have you on the show. Let me ask you this, and this is my understanding. Whitefield has helped start thousands of new churches basically since the early 50s.
That's correct, 1953.
Okay. 1953, helping coordinate the finances for indigenous pastors reaching their own people.
That's right.
You're not taking somebody, and this is just forward honest talk, you're not taking somebody from San Diego and putting them somewhere in Nicaragua and saying, go build a church. You're helping people in Nicaragua build a church.
That's right. Helping those guys that already know the language, already know the people, they look like, live like, and they're there. They know the culture. And we're helping them get that church started.
Okay, let me ask you this, because you are, and my understanding is you have a kind of I don't want to say a large position, but let's say a high up position. What is your actual title with Whitefields?
I'm the executive director of Whitefields.
That makes you high up.
That makes me do everything. I sweep out, I take the trash out, I have to do it all.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah, that's great.
You're married then.
That's right, absolutely. Trash cans went down this morning.
All right, so let's talk about what you guys, you have a couple of things going on, then we want to talk about the event and give people an opportunity. This is an opportunity to for those that are like, you know, we've been talking about different appeals, we've been talking about different financial opportunities. Here's a ministry that gets involved in doing ministry, a different approach.
It's a very different approach. Just now kind of being recognized by missionaries around the world. We get a lot of missionaries that contact us in the country that have discipled pastors. They're prepared, trained, ready to go plant a church. How are they going to go start it in a country or a village where there are no other Christians? So we give them the startup salary, get them started. So we're multiplying the laborers next to a missionary that's working out there in the field.
Okay, and you guys are doing an event. I mean, this is part of your, we're talking about this from the point of view of getting people to participate. And I do want to say this. This is something I went through in my training, and a lot of people went through this in their biblical training. But one of the things that the Christians did not so great in the 30s and 40s, and then probably even into the 50s, was they would create missionaries. They would send the missionaries in, and it would take quite some time for the missionaries to make adaptations. And then in the very beginning, nobody get upset with me, this is what they did. They would actually try to change the cultures of the people. And it's like, you don't go to a foreign land and go, yeah, our culture's the culture. Look, we have football. I mean, it's like, that's probably... not the way I think that Jesus had in mind. Yes, go change everybody's culture so they're all just like you.
Yeah, right? we let them play soccer. They love soccer. They love basketball, things like that. But we mostly let them do the church work the way that it works in their culture. The gospel is the same. The Bible is the same. But they take the cultural parts and they live like that. They cook over an open fire because that's the way everybody in their neighborhood cooks. And we don't try to change those parts of their life. We're trying to introduce them to Jesus Christ, let them have a church that relates to the place where they live.
Yeah, I mean, my brain has a limited capacity, but in my brain, you sit there and you think, makes sense. I mean, how do you not do that?
Absolutely makes sense. It's also really efficient. The people that get involved with Whitefields and supporting Whitefields financially many times do so because it's so much less expensive to support a pastor that's already in his country, already knows the language, already living there like the people, less expensive. So you can support more of them. And the missionaries, we're all in favor of missionaries that want to go to that field. They're blessed because they now have 3, 4, 5, 6, or even sometimes 20 indigenous church planters working alongside them for the same amount of money it costs them to be there. And they want the gospel to get out. So they're excited about seeing all those additional churches planted.
You see, now what I like about that and what, from a Christian point of view, I mean, being a guy that's got that Baptist, Pentecostal, you know, multiple denomination, is it's all, and I think people need to recognize this, these are all pieces to the puzzle. There's this big, what's that, needle point where you're doing needle point. And if you look at needle points, the best example I've ever heard is when you look at needle point on the front, as you're looking at it, it looks beautiful because it's this outline of a picture and you're putting in the colors. But if you ever look at needle point on the backside, it's a stringly.
All these strings, loose things hanging around. And you're like, what is that picture of?
Makes zero sense whatsoever, except for the person who's doing the needle point.
Whitefields has always expressed that we specialize in a single part of the mission process. We're not trying to translate the Bible. There are mission agencies that do a phenomenal job at that. Yeah. There are other groups that do hunger things and feeding things and adopting and orphanages. We're just trying to do one part of the puzzle. We supply a salary to an indigenous pastor planning a church among his own people. And in that sense, we network and work with the other groups that are around us, but we support that salary of that pastor and his family so that they can work full time. We're not trying to do it all. We're just trying to do our one part. And we hope that our little string coming through that tapestry will end up making that picture look more glorious and more beautiful.
Yeah. Well said. Yeah. Well said. And when we're talking, I think when people hear the word, and I'm just going to be one of those Christians, people hear the word pastor and they hear the word salary.
Right.
And they think, you mean like the people that have the different stations and stuff? And it's like, no, we're not. You're not talking about it. This is not a high, you know, I'm from this country. I'd like a $72,000 a year salary.
No, we're talking a couple hundred dollars for some of these pastors per month. We supply for them a salary that allows them to live like the people they're serving. So we work very careful with our local committees of pastors so that they set a salary that makes sure that pastor that's going in, and he's really, we sometimes use the word church planter. Some people think planter, what is that? It means a pastor who's gifted at evangelism at starting a new church. So they're going in very often to unreached villages in very poor areas where there are no Christians, and the first thing they have to do is start making friends, sharing the gospel, leading people to Christ. And we supply an ability for them to feed their family while they're doing that so that they can do it full time. And then we gradually decrease that so that that church becomes self-sustaining.
See, now that's a good idea, where you get them to the point where you start them off. It's kind of like a step-down system.
Step-down system. The one thing we don't want to do is create churches, foreign churches in their own countries that become dependent on money coming from somewhere else. We eventually want them to become self-sustaining. That makes a stronger church in their own country.
That's an interesting way to approach it. All right, so here's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to give some contact points, and I want to come back and I want to talk about the event. Because I wanted them to get a feel for, you know, for the audience, to get a feel for what you're doing.
Sure.
I mean, in the ministry that you're involved with. And it's important for people to get that when we do different things like this, we're looking for the right fit for the right ministries. And we don't, I mean, one of the things I learned in business long ago is not all money is good money, no matter what they tell you. So it's the idea of understanding that if this is something you're thinking, wow, I like this. I like the direction we're going. You're going with this. Let's talk about the website, which I understand is whitefields.org.
That's right. One word, whitefields, comes from John 4:35 when Jesus said, lift up your eyes, look unto the fields. They are white already unto harvest. It's whitefields. Dot org.
Okay, .org. So white fields, the word fields is plural. So whitefields.org. Is there a phone number or should they primarily just go to
the
website?
Primarily go to that. There is a phone number, but just go to the website and contact there. There is a phone number right on the website where they can go and contact information as well.
Okay. All right, good. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, come back. I want to talk about the specific event because you guys have an event that's taking place at the Riverwalk Golf Club.
That's correct.
And we want to give an opportunity for people to hear about that and see if they want to get involved with that as well. And you'll probably give us the contact there and that as well. Doing a great job. I appreciate it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we've got more information from Steve Wheeler and Whitefields. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. welcome back to that same old place that you left.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. By the way, if you want to reach the show, there's two great ways to do it. One, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Two, you can get in a limo, drive down here, and come say hi. You guys can do those two things. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... That's right. I need some practice. It's been a while.
Yes!
Okay. Thank you for affirming that I need practice. Nothing like
that. That was Sean Connery affirming you need practice.
Okay, thank you. Already back on track. Steve Wheeler is with us from Whitefields, and we've been talking about what Whitefields does as a ministry. Whitefields.org. Whitefields. That's plural, folks. .org. What they're basically doing, their ministry is coordinating, supporting pastors where pastors are in their own communities, in their own cultures, in different countries throughout the world, and enabling them to go into ministry, working for advancing the kingdom of God, which in concert with all the different people that we work with, these are the people that are in the tribes or communities that are helping some of the missionaries that are coming over. It kind of all works together, doesn't it?
Very important in some of those places because they're closed access places where it's very dangerous for a North American person to be. Or a place that's very difficult to go. One of our newest pastors is in a country of Myanmar. Places where certain areas where the government won't even let foreigners go visit. He's going to go minister in a village, only 3,000 people. Their main occupation of the people in this village is to collect used up plastic laying on the side of the road, clean it, and return it to the recycling place. Very, very poor people, no Christians in this area. He'll be the first Christian witness in that. Those people are very close to people outside of their own ethnic background, very suspicious of them. But this brother comes from them, has come to know the Lord. He now has the open door to go back in. So
that's cool.
We kind of provide like a channel because we also serve people here that are partnering with us by telling them the stories of the pastors, allowing them to be able to pray for those pastors. So in addition to providing funds for them, some people want to know, how can I pray for somebody doing ministry like that around the world? Well, they can go to our website, click on the Pray for a Pastor, and they'll see the stories updated every month. We edit those, translate them from their languages. People can go on, see who's getting saved, see the names of people they need to pray for, and you can go before the Lord on their behalf.
Okay, let's talk about the event. We got about 2.5 minutes or so, maybe about three, and then we want to talk about the event you got taking place.
Yes.
That's coming up right here. Can you give us a sense of what's going on? What's your big event?
It's going to be Saturday, April 5th. We're going to hold it at the Riverwalk Golf Club.
Okay.
It's a brunch. The brunch is complimentary. We want to give you a little refreshment for coming down, a hot breakfast. And we want you to RSVP in advance so we make sure we have enough food for everybody. And we're just going to share with you about our ministry. So if you're thinking I might be interested in either praying for a pastor, learning more about how your ministry works, you're invited to come to this event. We've been doing these for over 30 years in San Diego, but some of you may not have heard of us yet because most of our people that we serve are overseas. All the money goes over there. They're not running around to churches everywhere raising support because we do that here. So we want to invite you to come to this event April 5th, Saturday morning. It's just a couple hours. Breakfast will be served. We got some great music. The marimbist for the San Diego Symphony, Tatsuo Sasaki, will be doing some music, and that's going to be a fun time. He's a fun instrument, something you probably don't see every day around your house, maybe, a marimbo. A marimba, come on down and enjoy some music. It's a great time. Families are welcome. A lot of times, young children learn a lot about the world by coming to an event like this, seeing some of the pictures of other children getting saved in churches. So we want you to know that your family's invited to come down. We're taking your Saturday morning, a couple hours, and it's complimentary, but we do want you to RSVP at that website that David has been making very clear.
Yeah, all right. So on that, what time is that at? Because I know you said
10 a.m.
Okay, so 10 a.m. So it's kind of a brunch.
It's kind of a
brunch. It's a lunch
brunch.
Yeah,
we
breakfast.
Know some people, 10 a.m. is pretty early on a Saturday morning, so we don't want to, those that are just getting up, up. Come on down. We'll have coffee, muffins, Danishes on the table at 9:30. They can come on into the Riverwalk Golf Course. It's right there in Mission Valley, right off the Passion Valley, right off of Interstate 8. You can see it from the freeway. So it's a good central location. We hope.
No, it's a good location. In fact, I'm trying to think. It's been many, many years, but I think Tony Gwynn did a kind of a golf thing there, and I remember going there and playing out with those guys, hanging out with those guys.
Beautiful place.
10 a.m. So this is, you can get there 9:30, get some muffins, get some coffee, get some whatever. That part's right. Okay. But it's a brunch, but they need you to RSVP. So this, I'm just making it very clear. You want to just learn more? It's great. You got to RSVP. It's just the way they need to do it. They need to know, hey, we're paying for this amount of lunches or breakfast or brunches or we're paying for this. But you got to tell them.
And there's no obligation if you come. We want you to come, get to know us, meet us. There'll be a lot of folks there that have been supporting the ministry. You'll have freedom to talk, ask questions, learn a lot more about our ministry. We'd love to have you come visit with us that morning.
That's the key, folks. And I know that people are going to be interested, and you want to go to White Fields, that's plural for field, fields, FIELDS.org, whitefields.org. Steve Wheeler with White Fields. Great job, by the way. Thank you for being part
Thank
of the show.
You.
I appreciate it very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're giving away tickets, plus a DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Coming right back.